This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has an unusual word, karga, which may be Persian in origin, either charag or charak, or it may be Arabic, or Arabic would probably have come later. Kharaj means a tax in Arabic. The Romans imposed several taxes. Of course, it's pretty much inevitable. They had a land tax called the tributum soli, and a poll tax. A poll tax is basically also known as a head tax. It's like for every single person, you have to pay this much, sometimes based on age. They called it tributum capitis, which literally means head tax. And also they established something called the Arnona, which was kind of like, originally it was a customs toll for the transit of goods. The Persians, on the other hand, that was talking about the Roman Empire, which is basically Eastern Mediterranean, the land of Israel, and so on. The Persians, on the other hand, had a land tax called Tasca, and a poll tax, right, like the tributum capitis of the Romans, called Karga. It was a head tax. This head tax was taken very seriously, and its later versions definitely very seriously, right through the medieval period. Failing to pay the head tax could result in capture and enslavement, and the king could even impose it on people who stood as surety for others' payments. And because what would happen, as we saw in yesterday's daf, the idea of Jewish self-sufficiency, there are many people who simply could not afford to pay the karga, and so the Jewish community had to raise funds in order to make sure that every member of the community had that tax paid. And the community was responsible for this. If they didn't pay, the heads of the community could actually be enslaved because they didn't pay for the individual members, which I think had a huge impact on the impetus for self-sufficiency. So this term karga was later taken over into the medieval responsa literature. You see it in Shilas and Tshuvas for poll tax. Even though this is no longer imposed as that term karga in, let's say, for example, northern France or Germany, nevertheless, the term karga will show up as a term in the tshuva literature. Okay, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.